We all get together, we'll think of the topic or the certain angle, the shade of the topic, and then we all suggest pieces from different styles of music. And we try to think of any style being available for us to think about.
It's really over the course of like several months that a concert like that gets programmed.
The first two rehearsals, we have usually four or five rehearsals per concert. We meet together, and the first few rehearsals are kind of, you know, really organizing notes and rhythms and getting everything together. And then things change, and they become, you know, really about the way we want to shade something, or about what something means for us, this phrase's meaning. So we go into this kind of shaping stage, and we get down to the fine details, and then the concert appears. You know, and because all of these rehearsals, at least at the Hammer, have been in public, a lot of those rehearsals feel in some way performative.
It's a much more whole process. Often there are arrangements of things made by people in the group. Often the pieces we play are premieres. The process from an emotional perspective, like you were asking, the process of rehearsing is often very different than the process of performing. So in performing with Wild Up is always very joyful, very exciting. This is some of the most thrilling concerts that I've participated in. The audiences are always really engaged. But to work music up to that point, it can be intense.
So you guys do go boom, boom, and then you guys are still doing the crescendo, and then we all land pretty big. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 7, 8, 9, 1 minute.
The main part of the concert for me that I'm going to be involved in is a piece called Rothko Chapel. It's written by Morton Feldman. Was written for the Rothko Chapel in Texas. Feldman himself was close friends with Rothko, and Feldman was writing really his whole life in a way that had a lot to do with visual art. Thought of his pieces as a canvas. He often talked about the two-dimensional aspect of music and putting notes on paper the way you would, you know, put brush strokes on a canvas. That was kind of always at the forefront of his thought, and this piece really communicates that.